pearly shells that we find along the shore were once the homes of the children of Tangaroa, the shellfish who lived inside were soft and squishy. The hard outer shell would protect the little fishy. The ostrich foot has one shell looking like a snail's. It slowly moves on one foot along the sandy trails. The tarkai digs itself into the sand. It digs with its foot because it doesn't have hands. It has tubes to breathe and one to take in kind, like the vitticore mud snail and the turret papatine. The big tua-tua and the little pippy too can open up the shells to let the kai come through. All the pearly shells that we find along the shore were once the homes of the children of Tangaroa. The shellfish who lived inside were soft and squishy. The hard outer shell would protect the little fishy. Some shellfish hold tight to the rocks for life. To get the power off the rocks, you might need a knife. The kutai muscles and the welts, la kawari. Nanaki. Deep other scarlet shells make a pretty fan. She swims in the water like no other shellfish can. The kai kai karoro triangle shell knows how to bury itself in the sand really well. All the pearly shells that we find along the shore were once the homes of the children of Tangaroa. The shellfish who lived inside were soft and squishy. The hard outer shell would protect the little fishy. Ostrich foot, ostrich foot, tarkai, tarkai, mud snail, mud snail, fitico, fitico, turret snail, turret snail, papatai, papatai, whelk, whelk, kawari, kawari, mussel, mussel, kutai, kutai, limpet, limpet, nakihi, triangle shells.